As I said at the beginning of Mass, Pope Benedict said, healing is the central message of the gospel. That is a really important line to remember. That healing is the central message of the gospel. The reason Jesus comes is not to condemn the world, but to save us. He comes as Savior, and his judgment is really a judgment upon sin and upon all of its consequences. But what that looks like for you and me, when it is applied to us, is mercy. His mercy is our medicine. And so the gospel tonight speaks strongly to this. Every one of us needs healing. Every one of us. How does Jesus respond to a man who has a withered hand? It's precisely in the gathering of his faithful people that healing is supposed to happen there. Because he is the divine physician. He's the one who heals our hearts. And so he calls this man forward. Can you imagine what that must have been like for him? He has to come and bring his brokenness in front of everybody else. I don't know what he was like. You know, did he always have his withered hand tucked in his coat or his cloak? It's probably not something you would brandish as a badge of honor. But Jesus, he's not about that, protecting appearances. He goes so much deeper than appearances in our lives. And so much of our lives, we spend all our energy projecting an image. There's nothing wrong with me. Everything's fine. I'm all good. And to a certain extent, that's understandable. Because we can't just bleed over everything, right? But not with the Lord. With the Lord, he knows us. He's closer to us than we are to ourselves, St. Augustine says. He knows exactly what our hearts need. He knows exactly what our souls need. And many of us don't have withered hands, but many of us have withered hearts, withered souls. Maybe it's because we've moved away from the Lord through sin. Maybe it's because life has been hard and we're not sure if God is really there for us, if he really loves us. Whatever the situation may be, Jesus extends his healing hand to you tonight. He extends his healing heart to you tonight. So that whatever is withered in you, whatever's been cut off from life, can be restored. Jesus is personal in the healing that he offers. He brings the man forward. He heals him. It's a personal thing. It probably happened through Jesus' touch. That's what the Lord wants for you and for me tonight. Don't worry about the naysayers, right? Haters gonna hate. There'll be people who don't understand how the Lord wants to heal your life and maybe think it's not appropriate or whatever else. Right? And Jesus wants to heal those people because he wants to remove hardness of heart and restore us to a beautiful way of being unified with his own heart. To want to see healing not just in our lives but in the lives of others. Right? But for you and for me, the call is more personal than that. Don't worry about other people. Jesus invites each one of us tonight to receive healing that comes from him, the divine physician, that comes in the context of the Eucharist, where he gives us his body and his blood. The early church fathers called the Eucharist the medicine of immortality. Medicine for us who are sin sick, to heal our souls, to restore us to life, to make us healthy again, so we can be about the mission of the gospel. That healing happens in the presence of Jesus, in the presence of his sacrament, in the presence of the body gathered together here, which is the church. This is a place of healing. So let's be real simple tonight to let the Lord speak to your heart a word of encouragement, speak to your heart a word of hope, speak to your heart a word of healing that can only come from Him. Each one of us needs it at some level or another. Some it's more apparent and more obvious, but every single one of us needs the healing that only Jesus can provide. So let's pray to be simple enough to receive that healing tonight. And let's pray for one another. You don't know the burdens someone else might carry. We're all really good at hiding what hurts us. But we all have hurts. And we all have need for a healer. So as we pray tonight, let's intercede for one another, that as we come forward to receive the Lord, we would truly receive Him and the healing that only He can provide. Healing, the central message of the gospel. Healing, the gift that the Lord wants to give you and me tonight. We stand and we offer our prayers this night. For the church throughout the world, that the healing that Jesus provides would reach every member of His body, and through His body reach every member of the human family, we pray to the Lord. We pray for our shepherds, for Pope Francis and for Bishop Thomas in particular, that whatever healing their hearts need tonight from the difficulties of their mission, that they would receive that. As we pray for them, we pray to the Lord. We pray for Carol as this new semester begins, that every heart on this campus, from the staff and the faculty to the administration and to especially the students, would receive a grace of healing tonight as we lift up the entire campus in our prayer, as we offer every heart along with our own hearts to Jesus through the holy sacrifice of the Mass. We pray to the Lord. For everyone in our hearts and in our minds who needs healing, our families, our friends, people we know, and then especially people we don't know, that as we pray tonight, those who need Jesus most right in this moment would receive Him, that they would receive His hope, and that they would receive His healing touch. We pray to the Lord. And we pray for ourselves, that Jesus, who healed the withered man's hand, would heal us in whatever area we are withered, where we've been closed off to life, that He would open us to His fullness and His freedom, that He would restore us and make us whole and complete in His merciful love. We pray to the Lord. Jesus, we give You these and all our prayers tonight. We give You all our wounds. We give You all the people that we hold in our hearts who need Your healing love. Let Your will be done this Mass. Let Your will be done beyond this Mass in our lives, so that all people might know You as truly the Savior and the healer of all humanity. We ask this in Your most holy name. Amen.